Welcome to the Bean Report, brought to you by Manitoba Pulse and Soybean Growers. Joining us today is production specialist Kristen Podolsky. Kristen, how is soybean seeding coming along?
Soybean planting is really getting underway this week. We've been delayed with those showers over the May long weekend, but at this point we are probably well past the halfway mark, getting close to 60% complete in most areas, although some areas still need a few more days of drying weather to get into the ground. And as far as those that were planted early in May, this week is really going to be about making sure that we get out and assess our plant stands. Because of the cold soil temperatures that they were planted into, it's taken, you know, upwards of 3 weeks for some of those crops to come out of the ground, and some are still just poking through. So it's really important that every field is assessed to ensure that we have a good plant stand. And that being said, even if soybean plant stands are reduced slightly, even at 80 to 120,000 plants per acre, we can see anywhere from 84 to 95% of yield. So everyone's been asking if there's been any reseeding with soybeans, and usually this is not an issue because of their ability to compensate for reduced plant stands.
And Kristen, some producers who did not have a chance to roll their soybean crop, is it too late now that they're emerging out of the ground?
Growers that were sort of rushed in between rains to get soybean crops in, who may not have had a chance to roll their ground and make it easier for harvest, there is still time. And it's important that if you didn't get into roll within a day or two after planting, then at that point we're waiting for the crop to come up. And we actually have to wait until it reaches the first trifoliate stage. And that's when we see the first three leaflets. And the reason why this is important is because that makes sure that all the soybean plants are out of the ground and they're not at the vulnerable hook stage, which can cause damage. So right now we're waiting to see that first trifoliate stage, and then we can go in and roll. And it's also important the time of day. It's really important to do that in the warm and the mid-afternoon when the plants don't have as much moisture in them and they're more flexible.
And Kristen, how are the dry beans looking?
Dry bean planting is just getting underway. It started over the last weekend. And one issue to keep in mind with the dry beans is seed supplies were tight this year, so we want to make sure that we're using good quality seed, and if we need to use a seed treatment to prevent any disease transmission, then that's something to keep in mind as we are starting seeding.
Thanks, Kristen. Kristen Podolsky is a production specialist with Manitoba Pulse and Soybean Growers. The Bean Report is brought to you by Manitoba Pulse and Soybean Growers. You can find out more at manitobapulse.ca.